have two parshas with the same kind of message. Last week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayu anoshim asher yutmeim lenefesh adam." And they couldn't do the Korban Pesach. They came over to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, Lomo Nigora, why we can't do the Korban Pesach? And the answer is, really, we can't do the Korban Pesach because they tame. But they wanted, and they decided that they wanted. And because they decided that they wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechadesh, the parsha of Pesach Sheni. And we have a parasha of Pesach Sheni. Because they said, Lomo Nigora, Lomo Nigora. We have the Meraglim, this week's parasha, they come back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the whole Klal Yisrael decides, we're not going. And Yeshua, the Kolev, stand up and they fight. And they say yes. And everyone says no. And they say yes. And everyone's about to kill them. The Meraglim are long gone. The Ramidbar is not there anymore. And Yeshua and Kolev go into Eretz Yisrael. Person in his life, every time, has this cross. If he decides Lomo Nigora, example, someone told me he had a neighbor. A Nishnagadika mensch. Wakes up when he wakes up, walks slowly to shul. Now it's at the 10 o'clock minyan, sits on the porch. Busy with this, busy with that, goes to sleep, wakes up. But he decided that he has to do something with himself. And he put up signs all over that area he lives. From 6:30 to 7:30 in his garden is a Dafayom Yishir. I know the person I went to look. It's really half. Almost 3.5 years, half a machzor. Now that shir is there. Ma'aseh, the guy already did a half a shas. Well, he decided that he's doing something with his time. He jumped, and he took a decision to do something. Nothing major. He wakes up 10 o'clock, I see it every day. He's the same guy, but every day he set. He was not embarrassed to set a shir. Everyone, I remember when it started, I saw people talking, saying to him, Shmel, if I am in your house, first daven, like you have to daven, first be a yid. And he said it. But this is what he did. And it's happening. I know Shvach HaBachar, and it's Shvach yet. It's very hard for him to learn. He decided it's very hard for him to learn. He learns. It's us. He decided that, it's been about maybe seven years ago, he decided that he's learning a half a day, hour Mishnah Berurah a day. I think that's the only learning that he does. Shvach HaBachar. Shvach HaBachar. He is Shvach, he deserves patch. You know, he finished Shisha Chalokim Mishnah Berurah, he finished. Because he took a decision. A lot of times in life, and this is Be'etzem, the key for Atzlocha, for everything. And I want to speak a couple tools about it, because it's one of the Mafteches of Atzlocha. First is the Lama Migol. To come and say, I don't have to lose. Not be embarrassed. Salvova says that sometimes a guy is running all of his life because he's lazy to stop to think why he's running. He's running, he can't breathe. But he's so lazy to stop. Why he's running? He doesn't know, he's running. He was born running and he's running, he's been running for 20 years, he's running. And he didn't stop a second to think, but why I'm running? Because he's so lazy. So he mamash can't breathe from his running, but this is laziness. A lot of times a person, his life passes. His life passes. If he would stop a second to think, and would not be embarrassed, to stop and say, no, thank you, Yeshua, they call it, they come back. Okay, they said it's good. The Maragim say it's not good, let Moshe to work it out. They gave back a good report, the other ones gave none. Let Moshe and Aaron deal with the problem. Chazal say they will be gone. Go Bosa the Roy. They didn't give up. It looked like a lost case. It's that little decision that ties you in to the big growth. You have a lot of times bochim that learn these yeshivas. Not really have it as man. That's because of a lot of them. So what do? They go home. Chas v'shalom, they go to camp. Lo mishanah. And some of them decide to join the mir. Yeah. I don't know if it's good for the mir or not. It's not the point now. Yeah. But these guys that decide to join, it's one decision. Instead of taking a plane and going to Ukraine, yeah, for the good case. Rome in the bad case, yeah. The guy decides he's going to the mirror. It's the only part that he needs to do. He comes, he joins, he becomes a part of something. And some of the mamish become chosh b'koch from one decision. You know what? The yeshiva is gone. Why stop to drag around to do nothing? I will come to be something. I will come to do something. A guy sometimes is chavrusa leaves. Yeah. He's living with a guy, bad guy, his chavrusa leaves. Oh, because he decided to leave early, terrible, yeah. Oh, because chavrusa became busy, he's up by night, he doesn't show up to Seder anymore. He has a bad chavrusa. So some guys just work it out. They wait for him to do tshuva again. And the guy says, no, I need a different chavrusa. I'm very friendly with a guy, but too bad, I have to drop. He drops the chavrusa, and he starts to learn. And for another month and a half, he's learning like a bench. And the end of the day, the ones that get up and say, Loma Nigova, you could sit there and say, I'm Tomei, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the ones that I'm Tomei, I'm Tomei, what I could do. It's not my fault. I want to tell you. And it's the Klal Alamo. All of the excuses are good. Maybe you will not get punished in the Shemayim, maybe you will, I don't know. I'm not the one that decides of Gehenna. Not yet. Yeah. But you will not become a Talmid Chacham. Nothing will help you. A Bachur wants to have money. Yeah? It's mamash not his fault that he was born in the wrong family and he doesn't have connections and he tried to find two jobs and it didn't work out. But he will not have money in that episode. If he wants to find money, he has to take care of something. It's the same thing in Rufus. The excuses are good. You have a headache. It's hard for me to sue you. Ounce is good. But you'll never become nobody. The guy sometimes stops himself to go to ask for a chavrusa because he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. I remember when I started to learn by Rosh Zalman Rebach. So when I came to learn already, he was older and we were younger. It was not the young Rosh Zalman that ever had shaykhs then. It was not shaykh. So most of the guys were embarrassed. Rosh Zalman was the god Lador. We were 16 years old kids. So most of the guys, I decided I have to have shaykhs. So I went over there. I said, Rebbe, I have a lot of kashas on Yeshir. If I could come to your house every day for an hour to figure it out. So he looked at me and I said, yeah, I said, Yeshiva, I don't have enough time. So I spoke to my father, he gave me a taxi back and forth. He said, don't you have to understand? I'm not that type of Yeshiva to argue for an hour, you have to understand. It's a bit different. I said, the Yeshiva doesn't think you could be Rosh Yeshiva, but Yeshiva can leave the Yeshiva. I came to learn here, they told me you're Rosh Yeshiva. I know Rosh Yeshiva is someone that you speak to and learning every day. I don't know. If you don't think you could be Rosh Yeshiva, don't be Rosh Yeshiva. But I was so hurt because I really wanted. And I didn't shtick. I never knew how to do shtick. Well, the Bachim taught it. So he looked at me. And I said, you know what? From tomorrow, I will come 15 minutes earlier to Yeshiva and 15 minutes will be yours. And he walked into Shir the other day, he turned his table towards me the whole year. And this is my whole shot. All my friends that are embarrassed and they laughed at me that I was mechutzit. Till today, they don't know I'm from Zalman. Not even one psak from them. Why? I push. I want it. I wanted to have shaykhs. And sometimes a person doesn't know how to put himself into that matzav. He sees his time is going for a waste, his afternoon is going for a waste. He's not connected to Pesach. Yeah? Feels like a Tomid Nishchat. Yeah, it's not working out for him. He's mamish cut from Nashim Mezikim. Lamazamin. Go over to Rebbe, decide what to do, and start learning something else. I'm not saying, I will yell him that he has to try to do something. It's not the point of what I will answer when he comes over. From this point, do something, finish Masechta. Do something. Time is passing. The people that said Loma Migora could have said and said, there's nothing what we could do, we can't become a Pesach. Who would dream that is a Pesach Sheni? I think it's the only mitzvah in the Torah, there's no Sukkot Sheni, there's no Chanukah Sheni. There's no Yontav that you could replace. But as Malim, some people replace. But there's no Musaf to replace. You can replace. People are standing in Pesach Yishin and they can't go out. There's nothing what to do. Come to Moshe, what we can do? She says, you know what? Pesach, you can do a second time. But they didn't want to miss. Now, what will happen if different mitzvahs will work or not? We don't know. But the Torah is telling us the story to teach us that as a musar, if a person decides that he doesn't want to miss, the first klal is, and it's a couple of klalim, but it's a key in Hatzlocha. Not to be embarrassed you don't want to miss, not to be embarrassed, to go to Asa Rebbe to learn with him. You're learning a sugya, you missed out the sugya. Achrayas, lay achrayas, it's too much. Goyim lemomen, it's not working out for you to understand the sugya. You don't know every sugya you mamash chab. This sugya just doesn't talk to you. Kibashter, like kibashter, it just doesn't. Go over to someone who can explain it with the sugya. Explain it with the sugya. You'll chab the sugya, and all of your week will be good. And I'll wait for next week. What? You're embarrassed. I'll go embarrassed and laziness. Hey. Need the same thing? The guy feels his Fridays go for a waste. Find the shir to go to. Find an Indian to learn. Don't be embarrassed. If that guy would be embarrassed, he would never make a shear in his house at 6:30. You know, if you think, I'm speaking now, Bachur, my examples maybe are not the best. People get married at 27 years old, 28 years old. They can't learn a word. They're so busy. Not because they can't learn. Well, that happened to no one here, but it happens to your friends. But in the shuls and the fayyim mishir, you're embarrassed. I'm here to make a cheer for prison from law school. I can. So what happens? The guy doesn't open a safe until 35 years old. Then he becomes mamish and prust of other boss. Then that guy goes to the fayyim. Get up, 28, start the Nafayimi. When you're 35, you finish Shas the first time, you feel like this. I'll be no one to tell it to you then. Shabbos afternoon, you can learn. It's too hard for you. The Balabas, too hard for you. But the Rav there gives up a shir. A Mishnah Gura or something. So you stay in bed and read the Mishpacha. Learn Hilchos Shabbos. You see, you can't wake up and daven. You don't show up to shul. Become the gabbai. Fool yourself. Become the gabbai. See, again, I'm not saying every time is the guy to Bochum. It's just, I want you for life. The guy starts to daven in Shtiblach. Let me daven in Shtiblach here. It could be Shemir Shabbos, it could be a Lando, it could be a Satma Bismedrish Deer, or Bells Bismedrish Deer. It doesn't make a difference. And you see, none of the kviyas, every day you're in and out. You find a shul in your neighborhood, you start to daven Kavua. Now when you start the daven kavua in a place, the derech hateva is, I'm married already, so I know. After a couple of months, you can miss. If you miss, they don't ask where you are. You know, they call you up and be kuchoyle. Well, they said, you don't have a condition. No, where you are. You realize, oh, I'll go sit there in that shul with the 20 people. That's not for me. I want to be with you. But you realize, again, it's the three things. It's a decision to put yourself in a place that in the end, you must feel. But I say, Mishnah Berurah Shira. I never like to say stories of myself. Kimat. Yeah. But I say, Mishnah Berurah Shira, every day after 2 o'clock. Why I say Mishnah Berurah Shira? Tell you what. When I started, my wife was not feeling good. And every day after Shir, I would call to find out how she's doing. I would speak on the phone and this and that. I would come down to eat here. They have a dining room for the staff, and people would speak to me and this and that. Then I would finish by early 3 o'clock. And I saw the time goes for a waste. So I said, I will say Mishnebuah Shir 2 o'clock. I will only prepare for it from after Mincha till 2 o'clock. So I can't talk to no one these 25 minutes. I have to learn right away. Then I said Shir till 20 to 25. So I have to know the hour of learning. So I can say the stars at the same time anyway. So really, how much I can speak to my family, my wife? I have a shir. No one has the time. It's a really, I have a shir. So I started, I'm only in Simen and Gimel. So I said, Mr. Tom already, 200 shir. I'm learning a bit here. I'm chazim, Mishnebura. I'm not saying not everyone has the opportunity to put up a sign that he's saying a shir. But it's not the point. I'm saying, I'm speaking to you now for endless. I wanted to force myself that that time will be spent and I will have a force to chaz something. It's easy. But like this, I'll have to learn it. I'll have to learn it by you. And now I have it in my hands. So the people that have to speak to me after shir, I'm not available anymore. I'm not available different hours during the day. Not one person had to speak to me and didn't manage to. See, right, so before that, I would speak and every second entire would come in that time. Every person had something to talk to me, was waiting for me there. No, I'll find somewhere else. I forced myself. I forced myself to say a shir. And the cheshbon, it's not easy, it's a little, I can't go after shir, I'm stuck around, I can't move on. But I have something in my hand now. Any person has that. Every person has that. But you have to learn to do that. Not to be embarrassed. Chazal call it lo yabayshon loimbe. Lo yabayshon loimbe. He doesn't know to force himself. To have a kviyas unarendo. To have a shaykhas unarendo. So he gets a no, so he pushes again, so he gets a no, so he pushes again. So then he has the shaykhs. This is the way it works. He makes himself kvias. He makes himself mechayv. Yeshua and Kolev came back from the Meraglim. What Kolev did? He saw the problem, he went to Kivrei Ovis. He didn't wait. He didn't wait, it happened and he stayed. And what I'm trying to say is, it's the key also to become the Adam God. But now I'm speaking, even if you're that bad, you become the Adam God. You become to become a balabas. Don't wake up when you're 45 years old and try to find the Eitzah. You get married. A bachur moshe feels, let's be married, so I'm married, it'll be easy. And that's, he gets married, night seder. Shoyla, in the man sitting and learning, he feels as nothing happened. He goes over to the friend. Okay, we started the chavrusah by night. One night by me, one night by you. Started from tonight. Yeah, maybe the guy will say no, maybe the guy will say yes, maybe it will work out, maybe it will not work out. So already he's a half a year. The other guy made up a chavrusah, sitting and learning. It's happening. It's up to you. It's up to you to decide it. להבן של לאו. למה מגורה? למה מגורה? So again, not to be embarrassed. Consider the share, it's a bizyaynas. You're sitting in the daf ha'yayim b'shir. You made a daf ha'yayim in your house. So it's embarrassed. What is your other option? Number two, tie yourself to things that will make you to grow. That it feels the mushroom supper that goes through a waste. So every time that he decides to learn, the maestro nothing happens. Go over to a Rebbe, go over to a friend, make up a kvias to learn something. Before you know, you will cover ground. So it's up to you to be matzliach. But you have to jump in. You have to jump in to do it. You're young. There's people that finish Shas 5 times. There's people that finish Mishnah 7 times. There's people that finish Shulchan Aruch. There's people that learn all different Sfarim. And they're not Masminim that are sitting and learning day and night. They're not. But they jumped. They said, Lomo Nigora. They said, Oloi Na'ale. They said, Oloi Na'ale. V'yochalnu. Oloi Na'ale V'yochalnu. And then everything changes. Now, Don't let these machshavas to run away. It doesn't mean that now you have to right away take 20 kabbalas. Yeah, 1 or 2 are also good, yeah? But it's a key. You see every morning you come late to say that I have to do something about it. I don't know what to do. Go to speak to someone. Ask your friend, can help, ask your friend what I can do. He'll tell you, change it here. Change your friends. Sometimes you find out you have a friend every night you shmooze them for an hour. Really? Every night an hour of my life I spent with my friend. Believe me, in 2 years you'll not know, you'll forget his name. I have such friends. You forget their name. And every night you give him an hour. What do? You grind water with him. Every night. For what? For what? Every night I speak for an hour. Oilam, oilam, I'm talking. You don't want to be out of the oilam. Till they might see you in the oilam. Don't be embarrassed. But make a move. Now, these things will never be the someone to tell you to do that. Sometimes you have to get up and leave your neighborhood. Sometimes I come to a neighborhood for Shabbos, and I see some choshvim gemat, people that I know. And I say, shul, that's us. There's 2 or 3 big ladies in the shul, and everyone follows them. I'm not going to change the shul, but I know this gemat, it will just be in a different neighborhood, it will be one of the most choshvim gemat. What is a gishmak, yeshiva, shiva? You can't. Don't pack and move. He says, I can't. Next year I meet him, I said, pack and move. Okay. 3 years later, the 4th year, as Baldir kicked him out. He moved. I met him 3 years later. He says, a shir in the new shul, the chayim in the morning. Like he wasn't yeshiva. He was not smart enough, just get up and move. It's not gishmak, it's not easy. Do it, it's nothing. We have that tether. People think that it's called busha. It's wrong to say that it's busha. It's also busha. It's not that kibush. It's bush and brass, people will say. People can't just get up and do. We're not speaking on big things. The guy is working 8 hours a day. He's not Rashke Behag. Sometimes he has a friend, a chavrusa. He's been there for 2 years there. But the shmuz most of the chavrusa. It's very good chavrusa. Very good chavrusa. But the shmuz. Try to convince them to stop. He's not what to talk to. Then the chavrusa leaves yeshiva, and from that moment the bomb starts to grow. Even though he doesn't have a good chavrusa. That is the key of that. These two parshas we see it twice. The Anoshim Tmeim that said Lomo Nigora, they didn't dream of Pesach Sheni, and they got a Pesach Sheni. And Yeshua Bekolem, they decided they're standing on their own, and they came very far. There's so much. And I'm telling you again, there's no shaykhis. We're not speaking on heavy asmode. We're not speaking about killing yourself not to have shaykhis to go on. And these little things that you're not stopping and saying. I say the same thing in money. Take that moshav every time. Bocha tried 3 different jobs. No money, no one is giving money, but he needs money. He finds at the end the one to get money. But in learning, he tells you, but I tried, and it doesn't work. I can't. It's the end of man, I'm burned out, I'm burned in. I don't know, I can't anymore. But if you need money, you climb on the wall and you'll get the money. So why here you can't do this? What is the difference? The person takes himself, I'm telling you, and years later, these little things change you. You become rich, you become full. That's the shame we'll have this life.